November 16th, currently with overcast skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is southwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.46, and the dew point is 14 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Kansas City hospital will begin a new tradition honoring newborns and their parents.
Visitors and patients at Kansas's Overland Park Regional Medical Center may soon hear Twinkle Twinkle Little Star played over the hospital's overhead system. The song announces the arrival of a newborn at the hospital. According to Overland Park Regional, the baby's mother presses a button to play the music as she exits the labor and delivery unit and enters a postpartum room. Hospital staff have already delivered roughly 2,500 babies this year. I'm Ramona Landrum.
The Associated Press called the Kansas election yesterday, 1 week after the ballots were cast. Voters narrowly defeated a proposed amendment to the Kansas Constitution that would have made it easier to overturn regulations written by state agencies and boards under the executive branch, namely rules regarding elk hunting permits and vaccination requirements in schools. The amendment failed with 50.5% against. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United?
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. As the drought continues to intensify across Kansas, many farmers have struggled to keep their crops alive amid the scarce water supply. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Water Resources encourages water right owners to be alert to their water use for 2022 and consider applying for a multi-year flex account or MYFA if they believe they may have exceeded their annual water use allocation for this year. Rather than operating on an annual basis with the quantity of water defined by the water right, an MYFA temporarily replaces the water right with a five-year quantity to be used as needed in response to growing season conditions. This option has been available to water users since 2012, providing flexibility by allowing the water right holder to exceed their annual authorized quantity in any year, but restricts total pumping over the five-year period. To sign up for a MYFA that will include the 2022 pumping season, water right owners should contact or go to the regional Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources field office before the end of the year. An application must be filed on or before December 31st of the first year of the MYFA term for which the application is being made. A MYFA is just one of the tools that farmers can use in their efforts to best manage their water. In addition to the flexibility provided by the MYFA option, farmers are also encouraged to consider water conservation practices, such as drought-tolerant crop varieties, cropping patterns, water conservation areas, and irrigation technologies, such as soil moisture probes, mobile drip irrigation systems, remote monitoring systems, and more. By implementing the water conservation tools available, producers can work together to extend the long-term viability of the Ogallala Aquifer, which supplies water to the western third of the state. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources oversees water appropriation, including annual water use affiliated with water rights. For more information about the benefits of an MYFA and how to apply, you can go to agriculture.ks.gov/MYFA. Governor Laura Kelly announced that she will focus on 5 objectives starting next year, and those include providing tax relief, legalizing medical marijuana, protecting first responders, investing in mental health resources, and expanding Medicaid. Though, with the majority of Republicans in the Kansas legislature, there's a question of whether Medicaid expansion can become a reality. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson is among the state's conservation leaders opposed to expanding Medicaid, despite survey results showing support for it. Masterson said there's nothing in either the results from Kansas or around the country that suggests anyone is clamoring for spending more of their tax dollars or expanding government and providing able-bodied adults more incentive not to work. However, state Democratic lawmaker Olitha Faust-Godeau said health care is a basic human right. Currently, the federal government covers 90% of the cost of Medicaid coverage for adults covered through the Affordable Care Act expansion. According to the annual Kansas Speak survey of 520 adults, nearly 72% expanding Medicaid in Kansas support it. And Docking Institute of Public Affairs Director for Fort Hays State University, Dr. Brett Zollinger, said the last 2 years have actually shown some growth in support for Medicaid expansion, up from the lowest 60% range supporting it to 72 to 73% supporting it. Currently, Medicaid coverage for all states is based on income, household size, disability, family status, and other factors, though people in states with Medicaid expansion simply qualify based on income. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its last public meeting of 2022 tomorrow, November 17th, and the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, approval of past minutes, and public comment on items not listed on the agenda. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Lovelace will then provide an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a general discussion period for items not yet being voted on. This includes the regulation promulgation process, a review of annual camping permits and procedures, the Colby Villa High Lake renovation, the South Fork Republican River restoration, the Kansas Birding Trail project update, and a Prairie Dog State Park update, where staff will cover recent trends in visitation and associated revenue for Prairie Dog State Park in relation to the reservoir's water level. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items which may be voted on at a future date, including antelope seasons, bag limits and permits, elk seasons, bag limits and permits, big game permit regulations, deer hunting dates for the 2023-2024 season, turkey seasons, bag limits, permits, and game tags, big game and wild turkey permit applications, fish creel limits, size limits, possession limits, and open seasons, importation and possession of certain wildlife, prohibition, permit requirement, and restrictions, fishing special provisions, and public lands reference document annual review. Staff and commissioners will then recess at 5 p.m. and reconvene at 6:30 p.m. to commence the public hearing portion of the meeting, hear public comment on items not listed on the agenda, and vote on cabin rates, legal equipment taking method, and general provisions for fur bearers and coyotes, and updates on regulations related to the commercial harvest, salvage, and sale of freshwater mussels. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in the meeting in person at the Colby Event Center or virtually by Zoom. Virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com, where they can also find the link to download the November 17th meeting agenda and briefing book. In Nebraska news, 2022 is on track to become one of the deadliest on Nebraska roads, as according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, 10 people have died on state roads so far in November as of Tuesday morning. This year, 231 people have died, which is the most at this point of the year in the last 5 years. And for comparison, for the entire year in 2020, there were 233 traffic deaths. The deadliest year on Nebraska state roads in the past decade was in 2019, when 248 died. Lincoln police reported that officers were informed of a theft at a construction site near 56 and O Streets just before 10 a.m. on Monday morning, where a big piece of equipment was reported missing. A job site supervisor said a John Deere excavator had been taken over the weekend, and the excavator was valued at $50,000. He reported a Kent concrete breaker attachment valued at $9,750 had also been taken. Police are investigating, and they encourage anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers at 502-475-3600. Grand Island police are investigating a second armed robbery in less than a week. The Grand Island police said a man wearing a mask entered the Sonic Drive-In on South Locust just before closing on Monday at 10:19 p.m. Captain Jim During said the suspect, a man about 6 feet tall, threatened employees with what they believed to be a handgun, demanding money and property. The employees complied, and the suspect took off with $1,030.68 and a cell phone. However, police recovered the phone in the parking lot. Captain During said no shots were fired, and they don't have enough information at this time to say if this is connected to the armed robbery at Wyatt Inn Liquor on Saturday morning. Both of the robberies are still under investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the November 8, 2022 Norton City County Economic Development Board meeting, the Norton City County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with Executive Director Dallas Goslin, Verla Grish, the Administrative Coordinator, and Donna Lowry, the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. The October meeting minutes were approved by the board. Director Goslin told the board that details of the recruitment incentive from the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center had been distributed to Norton County businesses. He also reported that the Economic Development Administrative Assistant position had been posted and 6 applications had been received, with several interviews scheduled with him, Aaron Hale, John Griffiths, and Donna Lowry. Mr. Gosling shared that he and Mrs. Lowry had met with the Norton County Board of Commissioners regarding the assistant position, who will also be supporting the chamber, and in return, the chamber will make an annual contribution toward the salary. He reported that the cost of housing materials has increased to the point that he feels it would be better to postpone efforts to build new housing at this time, as adding the increase in interest rates, the purchase price would be too high. The director reminded those members whose term will expire in February 2023, that include Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, and Brad Hopkins, to contact the entity they represent of their interest to continue on the Norton City County Economic Development Board. He also shared details of a potential land swap, and after discussion, no action was taken. Mr. Goslin encouraged board members to attend the 2022 Norton County Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, which is scheduled for Wednesday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. He said a local business wanting to expand was contacted for assistance in finding a building or land. The director is coordinating with John Pinger of Pinger Smith & Associates for the annual Norton County Legislative Day in Topeka next year. And he also discussed the Norton City County Economic Development having more visibility within the community through social media. With no more business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:11 p.m. AAA reports that those planning to hit the road or take a flight for Thanksgiving next week can expect plenty of company, as nationwide, nearly 55 million Americans are planning some form of travel, and that number is slightly below pre-pandemic levels. AAA spokesperson Sean Stewart said that in Kansas, they're anticipating 581,000 people overall traveling, with about 90% of them taking to the roads, driving to their destinations. Stewart said for the upcoming travel weekend, AAA expects this to be the third busiest since they've been forecasting holiday travel, and this also includes people flying to their destinations. However, for drivers and flyers, holiday travel will cost more this year. Nationally, with inflation, gas prices are up nearly 35 cents per gallon from last year, a jump of nearly 17%, and AAA reports airfares are up 43%. Stewart added that it's going to be busy and it's going to be crowded on the highways at certain times, so they suggest that everyone pack their patients along with their luggage to get to their destination safely. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now and help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There is no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Norton High School, 513 West Wilberforce. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have turkey, dressing, whipped potatoes, gravy, green beans, pumpkin custard, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburger on a bun, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be turkey, roll, sweet potatoes, salad, vegetable, and pie. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 37 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of snow after 5 a.m. and increasing clouds with a low around 19 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of flurries between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 36 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation for Thursday is 20%. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 7 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 29. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 41. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 53. On Monday, sunny with a high near 53. And on Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is southwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.46, and the dew point is 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Okay, in sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas State Wildcats are just two wins away from clinching a spot in the Big 12 championship game against TCU, and they'll have to do it at least this week behind the arm of Will Howard as he sent to get the start with Adrian Martinez out with an injury, and head coach Chris Klieman met with the media, and he discussed Will Howard getting the start this week and if his preparation will change at all with the fact that this is the most advanced notice that Howard will get before a start, and how well he's been preparing with these roles.
He's a young player, but he's played a lot of games. I don't think he goes about it any differently. I don't think his preparation is any different at all. The fact that he knows he's going to be the starter and start the game before 12 minutes before kickoff might give him peace of mind. No, I don't think it'll change his preparation. That's the thing that's impressed me so much about Will is, the entire season, how he's gone about his business and gotten himself prepared to play, whether he was going to or not.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Camp.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We had some reports of flurries overnight as yet another cold front pushed in from Nebraska, and that will bring in a slightly chillier air mass today. Temperatures in the low 30s for most of northeast Kansas and the north-central part of the state, upper 30s to low 40s in northwest, south-central, and southeast Kansas. Tonight should be clearing and cold with a low in the teens and 20s. Thursday is going to be clouding back up again, or high in the upper 30s to low 40s statewide. Then by Thursday night, yet a stronger Arctic air mass is knocking at the door, and that may produce some light precipitation overnight into Friday morning. Our low in the teens and low 20s, flurries possible in north-central Kansas on Friday, or high in the upper 20s, and some of the coldest air coming into play with wind chills likely in the single digits throughout much of the evening Friday into Saturday. Saturday afternoon, our high in the upper 30s to low 40s. Sunny on Sunday with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. And Monday, same story, our high temperature in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, tensions remain high in Ukraine after a missile landed in Poland, unfortunately killing two people. Even as authorities investigate the true origins of the projectile, Russia claims it was not from them. Prior to the missile attack in Poland, media outlets were carrying headlines suggesting that Russia will be willing to extend the Black Sea Grain Export Corridor Agreement ahead of its November 19 expiration. While missiles have been flying for months, this would be the first time since the conflict began that an actual NATO member may have been involved.